Okay, so you went to Nanchiao.
Yeah, and it pronounced properly. Yeah, pronounced properly.
Nanchiao.
Ah, no, no, still wrong.
Nanchiao.
Wrong, bro.
Why?
No, it's Nan.
No, it's not.
Nan.
Don't bluff me. It's N. It's starting your letter N.
Yeah, Nanchiao.
Hi, and welcome back to the Chris Hansen Conversation. And I have with me sipping whiskey.
Let me get it.
It's cool, man. It's cool. It's a podcast, you know, so it's all good. It's all kosher. Don't worry about it. And with me in studio for this episode, my tribute, I'm paying tribute to the band. The band is Bellingham. Can we flash that picture up, please, Guy?
Boom.
The full band.
Boom.
Don't flash the wrong thing, huh?
There you go. See lah, these crazy people sitting on the bloody race so far, much like friends. And I really like friends. Okay, I forgot the lyrics. Now, we have six of them, but of course you can see my studio is so damn tiny, I can't have six of them all here. But this is my tribute to the entire band.
You can have
band.
Them sit on our lap lah.
Oh God.
Please, tolong.
Yeah, exactly, I say so too. I think so
Bong,
too.
Bong will sit on your lap.
Oh boy, Bong will be sitting on some alien's lap to begin. And yes, my dear ufologist, Ignatius Bong, is also with the band Bellingham. And, you know, he'll be coming on very soon for our episode for the season 40 UFO Reveal Asia. And that's going to be coming real soon. Bongs of the band. But today, with me representing the band, we are featuring these two lovebirds. They're getting married.
What an introduction, bro.
They are getting married. And Gabriel's here with us. He's a keyboard player and a band leader.
What's up, guys?
All right. And then we have his lovely fiance, who's also the lead singer and a humdinger for... I'm going to be playing you the video right after I introduce her. Deborah, she is a humdinger for Karen Carpenter. Play us that vid, Kai. Hey, hello. You see the resolution, man? Hey, you will listen to the mix down, man.
I do 1K.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. I'm not that strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there. It's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all worth the while when there's no getting over that rainbow, when the smallest of dreams won't come true. I can take all the madness the world has to give. from you. And I know that I can learn to live without the rest. I found the best. When there's no getting over that rainbow.
Oh, bong, man.
When the smallest dreams will come true. I can take all the madness the world has taken. But I won't last today.
Thank you, Kai.
Oh, nice.
You look at me, man. I'm grinning from ear to ear, man. You know, that was, first of all, the story behind the grin is because that is my all-time favorite Carpenter song.
Oh.
And when I found it online, I was like, there's no freaking way I'm not going to use this one. One. Two. Grinning from ear to ear because a little tear welling up in my eye. Eyes, because it just brought me back to my very, very young years. And you know, you're such a humdinger for Karen Carpenter.
Uh-huh.
And I swear that was perfection, man. That was perfection, man. And I mixed that one down, as I told you guys, right, for this show. And when I was listening to it yesterday as I was doing it, and just now hearing it through here, I mean, how did that happen? I mean, how did you get there, Deborah?
How? Blood, sweat, and tear.
Yeah. So you, tell me about that. What did you have to do to get to this level, to sound like even Karen? Every inch of it, you know.
Let me just be clear. I don't think I sound like Karen in the least bit. Like,
well, a lot of people think otherwise.
Maybe like 60% at best. Honestly.
Well, because, yeah, sure. There's no
way anybody on this planet can sound exactly like Karen Carpenter. She's
that is true.
Amazing.
That is true. No, that is true. I mean, look, there's a lot of impressionists, you know, out there in the world, doing impressions of many artists, right? And we can never say that any single one of them is 100%. There's no way.
I think it's the approach to the song.
Yeah.
How you copy the phrasing.
Yeah.
The breaths, the articulation of
precisely
words.
The enunciation, the articulation, you know, the way your phrasing is. And you listen to the original, it's like you must have put in a lot of work.
Yeah, in the car. With me.
Yeah. So actually, when we were
that doesn't sound very right. Car, you know?
As in, like,
she put in a lot of work in the car with you.
Listening to the song.
I want to tell you, get a room, dude.
It's smaller than 100 square feet. don't get the wrong idea.
But you belong to Jasmine too.
You belong to... Okay, never mind. Let's not go there. We're going to get ourselves in some deep shit if we want to go further than that. But yeah, okay. I mean, admittedly, man, seriously, on a serious note, I can imagine the amount of work you put in. It must have taken years. Am I right?
Not at all.
But then you are incredible. Because, you know, this guy is on my, on the top, right in front of us, right front and center. And that's the king, right? Elvis is there. And I, in my younger years, I'll do so much Elvis. For Jesus, for so long. And it started when I was a kid, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to learn the phrasing, to learn the way he says things. And, and how his tone is going to be like, right? And to the point where I ended up doing back in the day when Laserdiscs, you know, Laserdiscs, a big silver little, the big silver discs where people use to karaoke and stuff, you know, and they have karaoke songs on those discs. And when they record it, they have the analog version where you have the singer in the background and you have the digital version where you don't have the singer. The analog version of that to guide people along, I did an entire album of it. And I know the amount of work. The reason why I'm saying this is because I know the amount of work that we have to put in to just get there is not funny.
Yeah.
But how long did it take you?
When did we start preparing for the Carpenter show?
6 months.
Was it a conscious thing that you guys decided to do a Carpenter's tribute?
I think it was more on his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, guys, we're doing a Carpenter's tribute. I'm like, oh, okay.
Because, I mean, I know like so many of their songs and I've always wanted to play them. No one does it. Like the obscure stuff. Goodbye to Love.
Yeah.
And all, yeah. So then one fine day, I just like, this band can do it.
Okay. Like,
she has the voice for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, initially it was a bit rough with the like phrasing and everything, but so we like just digest the song. Like you have digest how Karen sings, the articulation.
You live it, basically.
And also, the band, the backing part has to be very exact. Like Clarence, we have to mute the toms and everything to make it sound like the 70s.
Clarence went around
Scotch Brite.
Microfiber towels.
Yeah. Really?
He brings clothes back around as well. So every Carpenter's gig you do, he'll put the Scotch Brite on the toms.
Clarence, by the way, is their drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clarence is your drummer. So you put Scotch Brite.
We got down to like even like details, like what symbols is he going to use for the songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got down very in-depth.
Wow.
Yeah, so to create that, replicate that sound, because so, like when you hear it, right, you hear the toms doesn't like overring. Yeah. It's very muted.
It's a very muted
you, so you basically have to ensure that you bring back that vintage retro kind of, you know, what was available back in the day.
Yeah, you cannot replicate it like
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
But you guys did a great job, man.
Trying to do as close as possible.
You guys did a great job, I can tell you that, man. I mean, my goodness, man.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Tell me about Bellingham. A name that rolls off the tongue.
So,
how did that happen, man? How come? Was there an origin story behind
it? No, we were just finding a band name and got like a few suggestions here and there. So
what were those suggestions before you decided on Bellingham?
Before Bellingham even came about, right, we met each other and then we're like, we should start a duo or something. And then there were a couple of names that came up, and one of the very first names that came up was Joy Spring.
What? What was that?
Joy Spring.
Your baby teeth and
what?
It's a jazz standard.
It's a jazz standard. It sounds more like a bridal company. I buy a wedding dress, go to Joy Spring.
Or laundry.
That's it. Yeah. A laundromat. We have their own detergent called Joy Spring. Okay. Joy Spring was what? It was supposed to be a duo. Then what happened?
You say? Just form a band. Because, okay,
It was a duo. Then I also didn't form a band.
I always wanted to have my own band. Like, so I've never got this opportunity to like really form a band that plays together. And
you mean to say that prior to Bellingham, you never had a band?
No, I was always a sessionist. I was always playing for singers.
There's a session player.
Yeah, random. Like
is that right? So you never had a band?
I mean, you gig for like all these agents and everything. So in Singapore, it's just the community is so small. They just like form bands together to play for a wedding. You know, like, I want... Yeah.
For private
usually they will hire the singer.
Yeah.
Correct. So usually the singer gets hired first.
Yeah.
And then after that, they'll piece the band together.
Yeah, right. Piece the band together. So, we were playing like Mendo, Kento.
Oh, gosh.
So then I'm like, this is not it.
Yo, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, this is not something. This is not it. So,
it's a nightmare.
I'm like, just form a band.
Reggie, your guitarist, was also playing for Mando Pop stuff.
Reggie?
Right? Not Reggie, sorry.
Sebastian,
sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Sebastian. All of a sudden, I had Reggie Leo's face in my head. Yeah, okay. Sorry, man. Sebastian, yeah, he was Sebastian. Playing for...
He tours and Mendo artists and all. Right. So, he's a very strong, very versatile player.
Oh, very, very, very talented.
Yeah, so even Bong plays for, like...
Yeah, I know.
Army.
Yeah. And also, he played for Army, yeah.
And many
others. So funny, He played for Chinese, huh?
Yeah, but he plays for a lot of English singers as well. Lobo, Three Degrees.
With Jimmy Lee played for Lobo as well. Three Degrees as well. Yeah. So Bong was with Jimmy then playing for these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, I got all these guys in my band.
Hmm.
So I'll just do it.
So you roped one by one in.
Yeah, kind of. So okay, initially, right? Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
How we started. Initially, it was just the two of us.
Uh-huh.
Then we got called for St. Mary gig.
St. Mary of the Angels.
St. Mary of the Angels.
How come I never see you guys? Huh? I'm the guy that used to MC for practically everything for them. For 7 years.
Oh. No, we recently, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, recently. Yeah. Recently, they don't like me. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Really? Yeah, why is that?
Yeah.
What did you do?
No, it's not what did I do. Let's not go there. Yeah. Even if they call me, I wouldn't go back. Okay.
Alum.
Yeah, but it's okay. I will tag them. Okay. Yeah.
By my wedding then.
I know. But that's okay. I'm not hosting it there. I'm hosting it at night and then later on.
But yeah. So we got caught for a gig. Then I'm like, oh, she plays with
Let me guess, Feast Day.
Funfair Feast Day.
Yeah, Feast Day. Yeah.
Khaki Fun Night.
Then I knew Clarence a couple of times. Mm. We met, played together.
That guy's magic, man.
That guy is
magic. Now that we're still back on Clarence again. You know something, I said this to Bonnie, I think. You know Bonnie Face D'Souza, right?
Yeah.
Bonnie and his wonderful wife, lovely wife, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Bonnie's been in the circuit for a long time. And when I got into the circuit, it was because of Bonnie a long time ago. Yeah. And he had a drummer. Rizal's dad, late dad, you know. Mm. And I was very fortunate to have played with him.
Mm.
And what a magician on the skins, I tell you, that guy. But when I saw Clarence play for the first time, before he joined your band, and I went, who is this kid? Because the way he was drumming, straight away in my head, I saw Sanip. I said, this is very uncanny. And there's something about the way he plays that just, I straight away correlated to the late Sanip. And it's amazing.
The delivery and the execution. And he really knows his
fluidity.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's what Sanip had, and that is what Clarence has. It's so fluid, his drumming. It's crazy. Crazy. Yeah. You got yourselves a great drummer.
Yeah. We are blessed. Thank you, Clarence.
No, really, and it's my compliment also, please, to Clarence, you know. Guys, a genius. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's go on then, Clarence, and then.
Yeah, so we played a gig together as a four piece.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I like this band.
Yeah, because like...
Who's the fourth guy?
Bong.
Oh, Bong. Okay, yeah. So Bong, Clarence, and the two of you.
Both of us.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm like, I like this band, so maybe we can do something together and...
Like then, something more.
Yeah, we can do more. Like, because like we played together without rehearsal.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're all session players, you should be able to do that.
Without rehearsal, we went there, had so much fun on the gig.
But where did this one come in?
Oh, she? Yeah. No, we were together. We were gigging together.
So all this while, you two guys have been gigging together.
Yeah. So the backstory is, actually, I was playing in the Mandarin scene for about 7 over years.
Wait a second. You were in the Mandarin scene. Yeah.
So she can sing all the China Piang song.
But don't ask me to speak. Like, I can't speak for shit.
China Piang.
You can't speak for shit.
I can't speak for shit, bro.
So basically, you sing in Chinese songs because you memorized, learned them.
Singing is
different from speaking it.
Because usually, like, when I play my Mandarin gigs, I have to play guitar.
Yeah.
And there's usually, like, other singers as well. So I have my charts. If not, I cannot remember.
But you don't speak to the audience in Chinese.
Yeah.
Woman, what?
我会唱。这首歌也结束了我们今天晚上的最后一场时段。
That's the extent of my Mandarin. I learned that in 7 years.
But did you understand anything you were singing when you were singing Chinese songs?
I mean, not really. I mean, Mandarin songs are all like sad and sappy and...
Hey, you're right, sad. You know.
So like, you don't really have to understand what you're singing.
You're right.
You just need to be sad.
Yeah, because I do a lot of weddings as well, right? Yeah. I've done so many weddings coming at my wazoo. I mean, you know, and I've got... People always ask me, Chris, do you think you can sing a Chinese song? I say, I can. And I do, by the way. Though my Mandarin sucks.
So what song do you want? Can you sing?
曾经年在追梦, 一心只想往前飞,
我很好,
心偏千山和万水, 一路走来不能回. Hello?
No, not bad, not bad.
Or Saint Pets.
Exactly, from Saint Pets. All pure Chinese, right? But sing song can. Pay me money, I will sing the bloody Chinese song. Okay. Exactly, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's so... That's the funny thing. Yeah, coming back to the topic, people ask me, Chris, can you do a Chinese song for us? I said, do you know that practically 9.5 out of 10 Chinese songs are sad songs? I want to go die, I'm going to jump down, I'm going to all kind of nonsense. You know what I mean? My father died, my husband died, my wife died, kind of thing. You know, you want me to sing that for your wedding? Are you kidding me? The only song I tell him that I can't do, but I need to have a duet partner, would be Shen Ze.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. The one by Sally Ye and George Lam, Mr. Mustache. Yeah. You know, and that's the only damn song. Otherwise, forget it, man. Not going to happen.
Don't sing that on my wedding.
No, not going to happen. Don't worry about that one.
No, Chinese. Show you, I know. Nobody will understand.
Don't worry. That's not going to happen. And I do not, I have no intention of doing that anyway.
I'll fire you on the spot, boss. Hey, Chris.
Get out.
What are you doing, boss?
Get out.
Hokkien, you never
said
Hokkien, I do la. Usi chi.
Wow. My la. Usi lo.
Oh, I know, okay.
You better know.
I said tonight, Gabriel, the two of you got married, you cannot have we must be Usi, cannot be Usi Ki, Usi Lo. I think you're going in trouble, my friend. Okay. See, I love podcasts. Don't you think it's wonderful? We can just talk crap like that. Okay, coming back so the two of you were playing together already.
Yeah.
How did the two of you meet?
You meet in the car park.
Yes. I shit you not.
You met in the car park.
First about being in a car.
You met in the car park.
No, you met in the car park.
Yeah. So the backstory is I came from a wedding gig. I got stuck in the lift for half an hour.
Oh boy.
And then Sebastian texted me. Then he's like, hey Deb, come drink. I'm like, nah, I think I'm gonna go home. And then I got stuck in the lift for half an hour. And I'm like, fuck this shit, I'm going for a drink. So I met Sebastian and a couple of other friends at Clark Quay.
Right.
And then we're drinking. Okay, time to go home. Walking to the car park. And then Sebastian says hi to this guy.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, hey, hello. And then he's like, hey, you're Deborah, right? I'm like, haha, yeah.
And then
like, you are? and he's like, oh, I'm Gabriel. And then I went back and just whispered to my other friend, like, who the fuck is this guy? I was drunk already, lah.
And then what happened?
And then
but go to story, like, come on. You know, gonna stop like that, hang halfway. And then what happened?
And then what happened? And he said, oh, I'm following you on Instagram. And then apparently I was following him too, but I had no idea.
I'm just a nobody.
Yeah.
No, like, don't say that, like, bro. Good to be a husband soon, no day.
But yeah, so like he's like, hey, let's take a picture. Like, take a picture. And after that, post on Instagram. Then I saw the thing. And I'm like, Gabriel Ian Lim. So my first thing I asked him was, hey, you Catholic, ah?
Why did you have to ask him that?
Because it's very hard to find Catholic musicians in the scene. Huh? I feel like in the Mandarin scene where
in
the
Mandarin scene
because she China a very long time. Yeah.
But why do you need to have a Catholic player in the Mandarin scene?
No, it's just easier to gel. Because you know, like in the Mandarin scene, right? People are always like. Huh? So I don't understand what the fuck they're talking about.
So you're saying that Catholic people usually speak better English than Chinese?
Yes, they're all angmo pai.
What kind of stereotype is that, man?
Hey, really?
That's true.
Really?
Bro, you're Catholic, right?
Yeah.
You see his hat lah.
That's why you see the hat. Lah, paper visit hat. Don't play a hood. But you know, honestly, I mean, I can see where you're coming from. If someone's from a Catholic school, yeah, most of us in Catholic schools are quite effed up in at our, you know, mother tongue. Okay.
Yeah. I'm.
Yeah. Most of us. But then again, you have a Catholic high, fellas. Yeah. And I've met people from you know, different parishes where they are predominantly Chinese speaking. So, you know, I mean, if you're talking about Catholics, you know, yeah. You know, I mean, okay, lah. I mean, it's quite an interesting observation, lah, you know.
I don't know, lah. I just
people will probably be wondering what this people talking about, right, you know. Yeah, okay. So you were quite glad that he's Catholic as well.
Yeah, because like he speaks English, like his English is fine. And like
Catholic.
Gabriel Ian, your middle name must be Catholic.
Your middle name is
probably Catholic.
Okay, that's another observation. I didn't realize that because I have no bloody middle name. Well, okay, so I'm Catholic. I have no middle name. I do. Yeah. Okay, so then what happened after that? So you guys got together to play everybody after that.
What happened now?
I'm going in chronology.
Oh,
here.
Oh no.
Then I asked her if she does like English stuff. Like,
yeah.
Then I needed someone for a gig last minute.
Oh, yes.
Three pieces. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we got the gig, and I got the gig.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want a gig.
No, I was still working full time at the time.
And she tell me she don't want a gig.
What were you doing?
Software engineering.
Okay.
COVID transitioner. I got my $9,000.
You appear in newspaper all of us.
Is it?
Yeah. Asia one. From singing to coding.
So now, you know, it's interesting. I like conversations like this, you know, because I keep hearing stuff I can thread to other things. Now, since you were doing that full time, were you doing something full time before? Are you a full time user right now?
Yeah.
Are you a full time user right now?
Yeah.
And what were you doing prior to being a full time user? All the while?
All the while.
Holy shit balls.
When I grew up, I didn't want to do anything else.
Okay.
Nothing else. I never even worked like banquet. I never been to like, never go and
always in music.
Fast food and everything. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Don't mind me asking, man. How old are you?
30.
30.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
32.
Okay. So soon. you have been in music all your life, all your working life.
Yeah. I mean, my first gig was at, I think, 17 or 18.
Wow.
Like paid gig. Yeah, so I was playing in church. Like, I played church. I played church choir. No, Catholic church where got pay, like, you tell me.
Paid in the graces of God.
Yeah. Catholic church where got pay.
So, okay. So your exposure is playing in church choirs.
Yeah, so, I mean, I play for weddings, church weddings.
Right.
So, people start hiring me for, like my first gig was, I remember, I think at Shangri-La, cocktail piano, before a wedding.
Uh-huh.
And at, I was like 17, I think. 17.
Wow.
And I got paid like $500. And at that point, like, wow.
So you didn't go to university?
Have. Oh, so, okay, after secondary school.
I'm confused, okay.
Okay, I almost...
Which school? Secondary school?
Lan Chiao.
What?
Lan Chiao. No,
high school.
Yeah, I almost went to St. Pat's, no. Alamak, never go.
Wasted, bro.
Yeah, I know, right?
If not, I'll fit in properly.
Oh, very much.
Yeah.
Instead of being in Nanjiao, boss.
Yeah, that's why I become...
That's worse than Chi Chong Fan Secondary.
Chi Chong Fan Secondary.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you went to Nanjiao.
Yeah. And it pronounced properly, yeah. Pronounced properly.
Nanjiao.
Ah, no, still wrong.
Nanjiao.
Wrong, bro.
Why?
No, it's Nan. No,
it's not. Nan. Don't bluff me. It's N. It's starting your letter N.
Yeah, Nan Chiao.
Hey, fuck it, lah. Never mind. You went to that school.
Yeah.
Then after that, what happened? You did your O's.
Yeah, so I did my N's. Wow, I passed I almost got expelled from school.
Why?
Because I failed my Chinese. And it's a Nan Chiao school.
So you failed Chinese, they expel you?
No, you see, Nan Chiao. Because Nan Chiao. Hokkien Hui Kwan, Chinese school.
Hokkien Hui Kwan.
Wow, my principal called my parents to school. Oh no, he say, your son, in band, very good. Wow, play this, play that. Student conductor, blah, blah, blah. I'll take you out from band if you cannot pass your Chinese. I bring to, I think my principal spoke to my parents in Chinese, and my mother don't understand. My father also half don't understand.
Then
he say, you better, don't know, get your son, go and speak to them in Chinese at home or something. Then I think my father got angry, so he scold the principal. I don't speak Chinese at home.
And then what happened?
Probably lah. Something like that lah. I remember. So record.
This episode is gonna get faced by a lot of people. You know, like a lot of Karen's gonna get fucking angry, man.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, man. You feel a lot of woke fuckers out there, you know. Especially those probably from Nanjiao.
Then after that. Well, my principal, I remember he said something. Well, you will never go far. Because you cannot, you fail Chinese, then I was doing badly in school.
Have you seen the fuck around recently? No?
Never lah.
Giving the finger lah.
Huh?
Yeah, and then?
Yeah. You know his name?
I don't know. Don't mention the name. That one is too far. Don't bring it that far though. Okay. Tell me that in private.
The name quite funny lah.
Okay.
I tell you.
Okay, later tell me. You mention this now, we die. I tell you, we're going to get in bloody trouble.
I say lah, then you teet.
You cannot teet lah. Okay, Kai, can we do the teet? Kai?
Yeah,
we sure. Can. Okay, tell me name. Slowly, come on, 2, 3, so we can be enough space to teet.
1, 2, 3.
Yeehaw!
Adia. Better tea, lah.
What the fish, bro?
What them said, man.
I mean, Bob or his parents thinking of it when they were naming him. Sorry, people. You won't get the joke. It's going so private because we had to bleep it up because we don't want to get in too much trouble. We're already in a lot of trouble right now. Okay? We had to bleep them up, but it's a damn funny name. Okay. What a name. What the fish.
Hey, let's take a break, huh? Commercial. Roll call.
Oh man, father was a fisherman. Now you all know the name because I didn't do it with a fish.
He smelled the sea.
Oh, the office must smell really slimy and salty and fishy.
His wife.
Oh my god. I thought I was bad. This fella's worse. Okay.
Actually, I went to St. Pat's now.
Yeah, you're right. But how the hell did you end up in that school anyway?
No, because I stay like 2 minutes away, just beside.
It doesn't.
And I was from the primary school. Yeah. Then my parents didn't. My father's from Montfort. Abing. Montfort Abing.
I didn't say that. For those of you listening to audio, it was me.
Or the fisherman.
It was Abing. Gabriel. Gabriel said that shit. The guy didn't say that shit.
My father, fisherman, and Abing. Montfort or fisherman?
Okay. To all the Montfort people, I'm not responsible for that shit.
Haokang fishing village. Fishing village.
It's Gabriel. If anybody wants to do anything to him, to do anything about this, please do for Gabriel, okay? I didn't say shit like that. Okay. And then what happened?
So if I don't pass, I'll get expelled and everything. Like, I don't know whether I'll get expelled because I was failing everything.
But you were
I already knew I want to be a musician, my conductor, Mr. Gloss.
David Gloss. Oh my goodness. So that's shout out to you, David Gloss.
Yeah, yeah. So I respect him a lot, wherever he is now.
Oh, David, what? His name runs everywhere, man.
Yeah, so that's how I got the patrician blood also.
That's why.
Yeah. So
strange, man. Damn strange. Okay.
He was, thankfully enough, he was there for a couple of years when I was in band.
Mm.
So I learned a lot from him. Inspired me to be a musician.
Mm.
Yeah, so after that, I decided I want to go do music. I don't want to go and study, whatever.
Uh-huh.
My parents supportive.
No, slow down. You went for your N-levels.
Yeah, so I went my N-levels, I passed.
You passed Chinese?
I take CLB.
Oh, clever boy.
Yeah.
My time, there's no such thing called CLB.
Yeah.
I normal stream student, so.
Yeah, so I CLB.
Then?
So I somehow, or rather, I passed CLB. I 这个那个 I pass.
这个那个
Europe X also can pass lah.
I think I'm no. I remember I go exam. I finished the MCQ in like little 5 minutes. Everybody still like, well, Lama, what is this? I pray, boss. I count my finger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. I think this one, next one, 2. Next one should be 4 again. Then I probability lah. Then somehow I pass, boss.
Okay, then after that, then you went O-level lah.
Yeah, then I went O-level, then I fail.
You fail Chinese lah.
Fail lah. O-level I fail Chinese.
You fail Chinese lah.
Yeah, too hard already.
It's okay, I fail Chinese too. Then after that, what happened? How many credits you got?
Wow, I got
good enough for you to go further lah.
No, I cannot go.
Cannot go JC, cannot go poly, cannot go anywhere lah.
Cannot, I hopeless kid already. So I like, after that I like, shit man, what to do?
Then
so I say, never mind, I take O-level again.
So you retook lah.
Yeah, retook O-level
in that same school lah.
No, I private candidate. Private candidate. But then again, I everyday play music lah. Never study again.
Waste money also lah.
Waste 1 year.
Okay.
Then after that, I like, okay, I'm going to go army first.
Okay.
So I went to army. Then during army, I'm like, oh, maybe I should go Berkeley. I see everybody go Berkeley.
Go Berkeley, boss.
I paid for the audition. I paid for the interview. I never go, boss.
What the f-
Because I see the school fees. Then I look at my parents. Cannot lah. Even if I get half scholarship,
I don't know where this story is going. You know, I really don't know where it's going. Okay, then you. So you want to go Berkeley? You know, I got me all excited. The fucking, and then you didn't go. Go and look at the price. The fees quite high lah.
Yeah, and very
then,
high. Very
and
high.
Then what?
Then I say, Singapore, what school? NAFA or LaSalle?
And then.
Then
what happened this time?
I registered for NAFA as a classical saxophonist. I play saxophone in band.
Oh, you okay?
So I can.
Now I'm even more confused.
Yeah.
So all the while you were playing the sax, lah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then.
So I registered classical saxophone. Then I speak to. I spoke to Mr. Gloss and all, asked him for advice. I think a few of them tell me, "Hey, screw it, just play piano. More jobs. Everything. Do pop."
Good advice.
Yeah. Pop
jazz.
But you know how to play piano at that time. You knew how to play.
Yeah, I started playing piano at 4.
Oh, so it was piano first, lah.
Yeah, piano first.
You feel like I'm telling a story about piano. At least give me some context.
That's why I'm a musician.
Okay. So you were already playing the piano, so it's not moving. It wasn't even a transition. No, you could just.
That's why I knew when I was in band, I knew that I wanted to do music because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I hate classical piano, lah.
Okay, who doesn't know? Everybody.
I teach my teacher how to play classical piano. I remember my grade 7 or grade 8 exam. Classical piece. My remark. I have never done well for my classical stuff. My classical exams.
Okay.
My remark. The piece sounded too jazzy.
That's why his Instagram handle is Jazz Chops.
I angry was. I say it's my interpretation. My interpretation of the classical music.
Yeah.
All the classical people confirm flame me, but
you went on to flame.
A lot of people are going to be flaming you, bro. From the Montfort, from the Nanchiao guys to the Montfort guys.
Hey, chalat, I leave now. I go and drink better, boss.
To the classical fellas, lah.
So I went to audition.
NAFA.
NAFA saxophone and LaSalle piano.
LaSalle
piano. I never go NAFA.
Then?
Applied for audition.
You didn't go. What the fuck's wrong with you, bro?
Then I'm a guy, like if I know what I want to do, I will just go and do.
Okay.
So I knew that. I think I do better in piano.
Okay, so you went to NAFA. You didn't go to NAFA anyway.
Never. So I went to LaSalle. Then I got a scholarship.
What say? From who? LaSalle.
From LaSalle.
Okay.
So I got LaSalle scholarship. Then my diploma free, boss.
Nah.
My parents happy, I happy, everybody happy. So after that I did diploma and degree.
In LaSalle.
Yeah, all in LaSalle.
Wow.
So now the guy who say I'm gonna get expelled. I got paper now.
Yeah, I got paper.
And he more qualified than me.
And then he didn't have to go fishing.
He never drowned in the ocean.
Yeah, man.
He still fish every night.
I mean, it's funny, you know. I mean, yours is not the only story I've heard like this, you know. Even like me, I had a teacher who said to me when I was in secondary two, art teacher, who said, boys like you amount to nothing in life. And she was right. Anyway, so... Well, at least you went ahead. You got your degree, right?
Yeah, you know,
in music, which is great, man. So then while you were doing that, let me guess, you were moonlighting playing outside, lah.
Yeah, I was playing a lot, lah. So actually, I was playing like with my lecturers and all. So I actually never go to school.
Some things don't change.
So during NS, did you play in MDC or something?
No, I shoot gun.
You shoot
infantry,
gun,
right? Boss.
Infantry. Wow, see. So let me lah.
Yeah, really? Yeah. You also?
I'm also infantry. Food slogger, lah. Food slogger.
Wow, infantry. Hell.
Which one, lah?
Huh?
Which one?
Which one? What infantry? Which infantry? You
yeah.
8 SIR.
Wow, never even heard of it, boss.
2 PDF.
Please don't fight.
Yeah, please don't fight.
All right, so. So okay, then after that the rest is history. Like you started playing outside.
I started way early. I was doing gigs and all.
Mm.
Then it got better and better and better. Then I'm here right now.
And Deborah, how about you? Where were you studying?
I was studying in SP.
Before that. Secondary school.
Okay, you guess. I tell you something, my brothers are all from St. Pat's.
KC are you?
No lah.
CHIJ. Which one?
Topayo.
Oh, CHIJ Topayo.
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years, huh?
Yes.
Oh. Then have you always been in music?
Not always. Actually, it started when I was in like primary school because my parents were in Peter Lowe's choir.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when they left, then Risen Christ had like an opening for a choir. So they formed a new choir or something like that. Mm. Or we joined the 11 o'clock choir.
Mm.
And then,
Were you in Peter Lowe choir?
No.
Oh, lucky.
Never. He already moved to Cathedral by that time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Got promoted. Okay.
Yeah, promoted.
And then?
Yeah, so I was in the choir my whole primary school life, like church choir and school choir.
Right.
Yeah.
But you play as well. I just see you playing the guitar.
Yeah. So that actually only started in secondary school.
Mm.
Yeah. What happened? Oh, I remember. This guy was interested in my sister, and then, yeah.
Okay.
And then I picked up my brother's guitar like when he went out of the house and like I watch him play. Like, quite cool. When he leaves the house, I take his guitar and I go and play.
Well, who taught you to play? You play or you self-taught
yourself? Ultimate guitar.
What?
So, ultimate guitar, right? Like, they show you how to
you mean the chords, fingering the chords, yeah.
So, I just open like any song that I knew.
But how about the strumming and all that? You had to learn how to strum.
By few.
Hantam.
Bola.
Hantam.
I tell you. So people like me can't do shit like that, you know? We want to hantam so it comes out wrong. We hantam, we people hantam us because when you hantam, it sounds like shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. So, okay. And then the singing bit, did you work on it on your own? Because you love it, because you enjoy it, because you're passionate for it? We know your future husband is really passionate about that shit. I mean, judging by the story he just told us. Yeah. How about you?
For me, I mean, like, because I actually started playing guitar first. So, mm-hmm. I got recruited to join, like, my church music ministry and everything.
Pretty churchy people are you, huh? So churchy to you. Okay. Mouth like sailor, but then again, very churchy. Yeah.
Okay. I'm very holy. That's why I got a lot of piercings.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So I got recruited to join the church music ministry, which my brother was also playing in.
Right.
But he left already. And then they needed like an acoustic guitarist.
Okay.
So I joined them. And then I always wanted to sing.
Okay.
But because they had like 5 or 6 singers at the time, I was just like, what the
hell? You never tell them, you suck, man. You cannot sing. You cannot sing. All the church people cannot sing. Catholic church all cannot sing, boss.
I mean, like, I wanted to.
Alamak, I can cut
it. It's okay.
I don't really know how many people is going to get. We're going to get whacked by how many people. I don't know. Oh, my goodness.
Censor lah.
So, we're not friends or anything.
This show does not cut, my friend. Okay, and we will bleep that bit though because that was a bit too much. But okay, coming back to the point. So, did you tell them that they suck? Did they suck?
No. I mean, yeah.
You got me solid.
I don't want to comment. Oh, they weren't the best.
Okay.
That's the politically correct answer.
Now we're gonna be politically correct. Now,
yes.
Okay,
they weren't the best.
And all the incorrectness from the get go, we started the show. Yeah. Right. And what happened next?
What happened next? So basically, I didn't sing. Like my entire secondary school life, I had no singing.
But you know, you sound so freaking good, man. When you sing, I mean, how did you get there? Okay. Seriously.
So it actually happened after, actually during my poly days. Cause, after secondary school, I went to SP.
It's okay.
And I studied music and audio production.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So cool. All the courses. So cool. Damn it. I wish I was young again. No, damn it. So many courses I can go for, but I failed maths.
But I also wanted to go to LaSalle. I wanted to go to LaSalle. Uh-huh.
Lucky you never go.
Yeah, lucky I never go because my sister was in NAFA. And then I'm like, parents, no money. So I go SP.
Why lucky never go?
Don't say.
You want to add another one to the list?
No, I waste money.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So you went to SP, and then did you discover that you actually like enjoying singing?
I actually enjoyed singing all the while. And I just never had the opportunity.
Were you ever formally taught, or was there a mentor that you had to follow?
I had 3 unofficial lessons during COVID, and that's about it. Yeah.
Unofficial lessons.
I don't know if I want to go there now.
Some talent.
Yeah. That's a whole other story.
There's a reason why I had this show, you know, because I want to hear the stories.
Oh no!
You know, just in summary, in brief, keep it brief.
This is my perspective. I just want to be clear. This is my perspective.
Sure.
I was 93 kilos before COVID. Okay, because I was gigging full time for like 5-6 years.
Right,
so every night I was drinking. Every night I was eating. Every night I was drinking.
Right.
I put on a whole lot of weight until I 93 kilos, and then COVID came and I'm like, ah, oh, shit, I'm so fat. I need to lose weight. So I lost about 30 kilos.
Wow, amazing.
During COVID.
Amazing.
Now you need to put a picture there.
No, please don't.
Her 65 picture.
Don't have. Okay, anyway.
Later I send you.
Censored.
This one is going to get in so much trouble after he leaves the studio. I know that.
You want to see and come to the wedding.
No, okay. What's that got to do with the singing, losing weight?
Yeah, so... Yeah. No, because I was in the Chinese scene, right? So, you know, when you are like a bit chubbier, people don't really give a shit about you.
Not chubby, it's fat.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, fat. They don't pay attention to you. They'll be like, oh, if you lose weight, then suddenly everybody's like, oh, you want to take photo? You want singing lessons? Yeah, I'm like...
Who are these people?
They are people in the scene.
Yeah, who actually told you this shit?
Yeah, suddenly I was getting offers for like, oh, you want to take photo? No, I help you take photo. I think you got potential to go far. I give you some singing lessons. I don't know whether they're bad or not, but...
Hey, hello, you play.
The Darwin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're just being a bunch of... Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What is freaking nonsense on?
So, that's how I got... A few complimentary vocal lessons. During
Okay, then did you learn anything from that?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, but you see, what I'm trying to understand here is that Gabriel kept saying by the side here, because she's talented. But did you have any mentoring? Is that an official person that you can say, I actually attribute my singing prowess to this person?
Okay, it's actually like it's a combination of things.
Right.
So from number one, my mother, because my mother's a teacher or was a teacher. So every day at home, it was just like, oh, your grammar's wrong. It's there, not there. And then, you know, like she's in choir. So every time I sing wrongly, you know, your diction's not coming out right, she'll be like, don't sing it like that. Sing it this way.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of the... Okay, good stuff I learned from her.
Diction from mother. Okay.
Diction from mother. Okay, definitely from mother.
What else? Who else?
And then after that, actually, I just learned along the way when I was gigging after poly.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you learned it on your own, self-taught.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much, I think. Yeah.
Okay, then I got to say talent.
No lie, it's hard work. I sounded completely different.
Yeah, talent without hard work is rubbish.
Mm.
Hard work coupled with talent is amazing. It's as simple as that, man. It's as simple as that.
Fly on my drink. I got distracted.
Oh, that's the guy you've been trying to trap from just now. Is it in your drink?
No.
It's not?
Okay.
I drink your drink.
Oh, did he
hey!
So tell me about Bellingham again. So coming back to the story, so you guys decided that you decided it.
Yeah.
I want to have a band. So we got four piece in then after that.
And I always wanted to, you know, like Earth, Wind, Fire, big band.
Oh, best, bro.
Singapore don't have.
Tada lah, bro. We got.
Pantat. I mean, maybe.
Nobody
maybe
can afford to even pay for four piece. What the fuck?
Yeah, right. Back in the days, I heard like Stephen and Rock.
Oh, Stephen.
What? 30 piece.
My two favorite guys, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
30 so, piece, man. I tell you,
shout out to Rob and Steven.
Steven Francis.
You guys are OGs.
Yeah, man. Old girls. Okay. And then.
There's Rob.
Old girls are OG.
That skit was. You go answer to Rob. Okay, now I'll go and drink with you one day.
The list is for Gabriel, the list keeps getting longer.
I named Taro, that's why I.
Okay, and
you either hate me or like me, yeah?
No. Don't worry. We all love you. Don't worry about it, right? So, Bellini Grande, they were telling me that they had about 30
yeah,
piece
so
band.
It's always a dream, and I've always been like, this guy who always wants to start a band and have a band of my own,
right?
Have a sound,
yeah,
or play together.
Sound that you actually would like to produce.
Yeah, correct.
Okay,
so I don't see that in Singapore. Like a lot of bands don't have their own sound. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Unique to them. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it used to be a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these days,
just plays what makes like people happy, which is rubbish.
Like also like shout out to Reverie. Yeah. So they were one of my inspiration.
Right.
I always think that they have a sound of their own, like Suraf, Joanna Simon.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw them perform a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So they have a sound of their own. So yeah. I mean, Joanna with the saxophone.
Oh.
And
nothing is hotter than a girl that's about that height playing a very long sax one. What?
Okay. But God, yeah.
What's in your head, man? I mean. What?
No, all right, but. They're far. Yeah, but.
I mean, the saxophone looks bigger than her. But never mind, but she plays a mean sax.
Yeah.
Man, so, that girl can blow.
So that whole idea, band idea concept, came about, and I wanted to do something different. So my concept of sound is always as a person from band. Yeah, I always wanted a percussionist in my band.
Okay.
To play like conga, I mean, wind chimes,
sure, huh?
Suspended cymbal.
Yeah, man.
Shaker and
like Doobie Brothers and all that.
So. It's actually the essence of
Shaker,
it's actually the essence of the music la.
Mm-hmm.
That we have the sound that I wanna have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you hear carpenters and all, like there are a lot of auxiliary parts, temtems, castanets.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean wood block, this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so
shakers and can-cans and wood blocks.
I just wanted to have a sound of my own.
People are not musicians. They're going to go, what kind of connotations are all these? I mean, it's a wood block.
Hey, Taro, are you? I need more drink, huh?
Okay, and so you brought in the percussionist.
Yeah, which is my good friend from Irfan, who is a percussionist in Bellingham.
Mm-hmm.
He's from my band as well, in Nan Chiao.
Oh, he was on...
That's he was from Nan Chiao.
I don't want to say that name anymore. No, it's
Nan Chiao.
Okay, you're not pronouncing it right too. The way you pronounced it just now was different as well.
I,
can you like stop saying that bloody name, please? Thank you very much.
Nan Chiao.
No, if you're creepy.
I Peranakan.
I can tell. No.
OCBC.
Orang Cina bukan Cina. We're really going to be in trouble, you know? I don't know what I'm going to do with the captions now.
I don't know. I think this video will be like taken down by.
Yeah, I think so too. Right. And he was from your band in school.
Yeah, so,
and then he joined you guys.
Yeah. So this six-piece concept, I think is full enough.
Yeah.
It's big enough. I mean, I wanted a horn section.
How did Sebastian get involved, man?
Oh, so actually Bong and Sebastian, because
they came in together.
Yeah, right after COVID, right? Mm-hmm. I actually did a show at Esplanade, theme was songs we grew up with. So Bong and Sebastian were actually in my band.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. And then we played for St. Mary's with Bong.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he's like, "Hey, we need a guitarist. Who should we call?" I'm like, "Call Sebastian." Because the whole band can
jump. But that bugger always busy, lah.
Yeah, lah.
He plays for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
He play with everybody.
Okay. Bellingham, how did the name come about?
Oh,
from Joy Spring for the two of you, didn't it? What happened?
Well, it went so far.
Yeah.
Because it's a story, lah. So, okay. You wanted a name.
Yes.
Thinking of an English name, nice English name. Something old school that relates to our music.
Yeah.
That we play, so searching Google and everything. Well, it's a nice old school name or something. Somehow Bellingham popped up. It's a name of an old town in England, I think, I believe.
Also, name after
Jude Bellingham.
Jude Bellingham. Oh gosh. Okay.
But you're quite rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but I like England.
That wanted list is really gonna be. See the little black thing flying around. There you go. Right.
Yeah. So it was
on camera. No.
It was name over. Name after I think an old clock tower which rings a bell tower or something.
That's called the Big Ben.
No lah, different. Another city or
other provinces state, in England.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, wow, this name rings, and it's a old town.
So it sounds like something that you would want for during the period of the Great Gatsby and all that kind of thing. It sounds kind of like
but we do retro stuff. I mean, retro pop, 60s, 50s, 60s.
So you decided on Bellingham. So is it called Bellingham or Bellingham Band?
Bellingham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys went for that evening. You had your anniversary.
You guys played, that was crazy.
Yeah, and you guys played Carpenters, and honestly, I spent most of the evening there alone until my wife joined me later on, and I was like, "Don't they doing this?"
I kind of saw.
Yeah, because man, the nostalgia was just getting to me, man. I mean, it was like, wow, and I also realized that you guys are so flexible. The band can be 2-piece, 3-piece, the full band, 6-piece.
That's one of the like good things about this band, because if I cannot make it, I'll get set in as a guitarist. I mean, the sound will be different, but I mean, we write charts for our song. I mean, part of it, some of it.
So the band's a business.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a company. Is it a company?
No, it's not a company. It's
is it an entity that you guys incorporate?
It's run under my events company, which we own.
So whatever it is, the band is so flexible that no matter what, Bellingham can always be in business, even if the client has a budget and space for 2-piece, 3-piece, 4-piece, 6-piece.
Yeah.
So no matter what, the band is always viable.
We always try to sell the full band.
Smart fuckers, yo.
So it's. I mean,
clever.
I have a percussionist.
Mm.
If Clarence can't make it, I can put a fan in and play like a cajon or conga. Mm-hmm. I mean, different sound.
What else are you going to say? Cajon, conga, woodblock.
Bongo.
Bongo.
Egg shakers.
Egg shaker. What else? What do you call it?
Timbales.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I know lah.
Yeah. Okay. And you guys did the Carpenters thing, which we heard just now, which is beautiful, I must say, again and again and again. And I hear that you have something planned that's coming up for the band.
So the next show we are going to do as a full band, 15th of
June,
Father's Day. ABBA tribute.
Wait. Carpenters from the 70s. ABBA from the 70s. What about the 70s that you guys have such a fucking hard on about?
I think 70s has the best music.
Yes.
Wow.
Has the best sound.
That's a statement.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, generally I enjoy the 70s music.
So like, what's I mean, so Earthwind, so Earthwind, which means can we expect to have? Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you said, tell me Earth and Fire, I get turned on. I was at a concert, man. I tell you, it was freaking awesome, man.
Which one? The Mackie? Or
what Mackie?
The original Earth, Wind, Fire.
No. Original Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, but of course, with that,
I attended.
The one in the indoor stadium years ago.
Oh, yeah. I attended the later one, which is the tribute, El Mackie.
No, this is not the tribute band. This is the band, yeah. But, you know, but
sometimes I feel that I'm too young because I don't get to experience all this. Because
all the favorite artists are dying.
Yeah, you're very right. You're very right. I was at James Ingram. I was telling Robert Fernando, he was here last week.
We are going to Toto on Tuesday.
I was at Toto.
I mean, we just watched the same one.
Hang on. I was at Toto with Steve Lukather seated where you are.
Oh, shit.
Playing.
Wow.
Killer. So I didn't have to go for Toto this time around because I was already like this.
Wow, that's close.
Yeah, and was at the Old Harbour Pavilion. And it was free. Don't ask me
lucky
how.
Guy.
But it was free and it was awesome. You're gonna have a great time watching Toto.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. So if you say the 70s, just give me a brief. What about the 70s, man? There were Bee Gees as well. Disco era.
The sound, the concept of the 70s sound, non-electronic. Very raw
talent,
organic,
all talent, right?
Organic. Yeah. It's filled up with instrumentation, strings. Like you have horns. It's a very big band concept, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the bands are big. Like even Carpenters. I wish one day someone would have this budget. To sponsor and let us do a Carpenters tribute with a full orchestra.
You know, even like the old. I hate to say it. There's nothing wrong saying it, but some people will go what. Even people, solo artists like Barry Manilow, you know, the backups these guys had.
The backing of
sound.
Barry Manilow, Barbara
Streisand.
I write the songs.
I write the songs. Yeah. Yeah, you hear that.
There's a trumpet, there's a whole
towards
orchestra.
Towards the middle of the song onwards is like the whole
timpani
orchestra.
And timpani and everything.
Amazing.
So, I mean, I'm from band. I'm from orchestra background. So I always like the sound.
You know, there's something. I told Stephen and Rob this when they were on the show. Yeah, one of my things I need to check off my bucket list would be to sing with a big band.
Oh my
god!
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yes, for me too.
Yeah,
if you get a big band, ever get a orchestra or what? Well, please invite me. Invite my band.
Don't think it ever happened for me, lah. You know, I don't see why and how that would happen.
Okay, never mind. I'll make it happen.
Anyway, please just give me an opportunity. One song.
Let me
sing one song.
Let's see.
I finally did something.
In the coming years.
Calling for sponsors.
1-800-999.
But the 70s.
Again.
70s are groovy, man.
Yeah, the groovy, the bass, the funk groove.
And you know, if you take a look at, you know, when this show, when this episode launches, take a look at your thumbnail that I designed, man. It was 70s.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Nice. Speaking of ABBA, I mean, I'm really going to look forward to that one. You know, I mean, they're so timeless, these two. Yeah. And my goodness, what's her name? Anita. Is it Anika? Is the blonde.
Swedish.
Concrete blonde.
I don't
know. What was that?
Yeah, cute, the fly. Okay.
What the? Yay. Did you? Oh, thank you. Why ABBA? There's only one female lead you've got.
No, we are good. We are getting a.
We're getting our friends from Flower Power.
Yeah, Flower Power. To, they're a four-piece girl group.
So they're all four coming.
No. So it's one. There's two of them to do like backup harmonies and everything.
So we're really here, man.
So the guy part, the male part, I'll try and sing. I'm not a good singer. I'm just a.
His seconds are quite on point, man. It's on point. Yeah, I was listening to you just now. And I was going, fuck that, I'm not going to do seconds. Because my seconds are always off point. But he was doing the seconds.
Off point as well, but...
No, you were quite there, man. Just that we were our parts were all here while you're
there. Never mind, it's okay.
But it's fine.
Jamming.
Later on, you guys will be listening to us sing, okay? Because we really recorded that earlier on.
Yeah, so we have a big band on there.
15th, yeah.
Where will you guys be playing?
The Blackbird at 8 Lock Road. Yeah, so...
You have to mention the address, hold on. Blackbird, Singapore, okay?
The Blackbird.
You can go and Google and go and find your, get your answers there. so, okay. You're now planning a wedding.
What? Chill out.
Man United fan. All right, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, Ruben and
Burim. By association.
Bloody hell, do you watch the game, the five?
The Crystal Palace game.
No.
Which one?
No.
The Crystal Palace game, I went there.
I don't know.
I don't.
That was a sad game.
But the recent Europa League.
Lion.
Yeah. Leon.
Hey, you lion. Lion.
Yeah. Then after that, come back to the EPL.
Yeah, never mind. We are going to win the Europa League. Hey, mark my word. Basket, I always jinx everything.
Yeah, I know. You see me rolling my eyeball.
Can you say Liverpool win?
Liverpool.
Please do not even mention that name. Please don't mention that football club's name.
Your cup like Liverpool cup.
Same.
Don't choke. What is that? Man of the match.
Man of the match. Shut up. I do not have anything that's scouser here, okay? No,
nothing smelly.
So you propose to her.
At Old Trafford.
Right next to the pitch.
Yeah, man. I almost fell down. You know, Old Trafford pitch got the bloody slope busted.
I knew that.
Somehow I was trembling, boss.
Did you know that this was going to happen?
No, I had no idea because I thought the trip was supposed to be his 30th birthday trip. I don't know.
How was it for you, man?
It's crazy. Yeah. I really wasn't expecting
something to remember for life, right?
Yeah.
I see the tears in her eyes. But yeah, the bloody slope there.
Yeah, after that we lost
the
game.
I knew down precisely, but I won there. They lost, but I won. At least I win there. Lucky I never proposed on match day, boss. If I proposed on match day, I think I
don't know whether to laugh or cry.
I shook.
No, but the people around there, what they were.
Yeah,
what?
Everybody was like, ooh.
Really? Yeah. Who was around?
Hey, we went for the tour.
We went for the tour.
The menu tour was about 30 people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we went there. Wow, this girl damn good. I don't know who are you, but yeah. But thanks for helping me video. I passed the phone to her. I passed my phone to her. I just said, can you help me take a photo? Then after that, I pressed to video. Then I passed to her. Then I action. And wow, she recorded everything, man.
Wow.
She got the memo, man.
Yeah, she got the memo.
Wow, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah. I was watching it over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously, yeah? No, shut up, you. I wouldn't be the one crying. The right one started crying, but it was nice because even the music you put in the background.
Put in the carpenters.
Yeah, it was really nice. Okay. I'm looking through my notes because I'm seeing if there's anything I missed out here. Because we just kept on talking nonsense all the way.
It's fun.
Yeah.
We need to do another session.
I don't mind, actually.
Not enough, boss. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Actually, we covered practically everything. So, what any plans for Bellingham? Do you guys see this as something really long-term?
Yeah. I'm looking this as a long-term project as a band.
Do you think there's hope, man? Because, you know, looking at a nice team in Singapore, man.
I mean, I'm not begging on the pubs and all. I really want to do, shows, concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's see, I mean, this year we are doing the ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we did last year we did Carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
So next year hopefully we move forward and we do something bigger.
Stay alive, stay alive, stay alive.
You need to be better.
I'm going nowhere.
Yeah, you're going nowhere. One click.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so next year, hopefully we do something bigger. Esplanade or or anywhere like I'm gonna try and
get 30 piece, put them on the
Esplanade. 30 piece, yeah, so that's why we have all the videos. I'm trying to like
okay, wait. Everything let me do this. Okay. For anyone here watching, if you want to sponsor a 30 piece band for a fantastic concert,
no need 30 la, maybe 20.
Okay la, 20 or so can. We are not gonna be that bad. Okay, so anyone who's out there who want to sponsor Bellingham, you know, so I also want to sing one song 20 piece, okay, please, all you have to do is just let me know. You can reach out to me and let me know, man, and we can talk about how we can talk about the tickets.
Hopefully next year we do something big.
I really feel this is my tribute to you guys.
I would want to do a 70s show, 70s tribute, or like do all the 70s hits. And
okay, they want to meet that underwear one, doesn't
Nah, it's fine.
Tight underwear. Something wrong with this fellow, no? I think you actually.
Hey, you drunk my drink, yeah. My drink, I think, a bit drunk. Yeah. Tight underwear. No, my lah, tight lah.
Nobody gets. Oh gosh, I told Stephen and Francis, Stephen
and Francis,
Stephen and Rob, that I've lost my falsetto. I used to be able to do all that, you know, when my 20s.
Wow.
After that, it was all gone.
Shit, man.
When you get older.
Yeah.
When you get older, you lose it.
You know, you never drink, is it?
Maybe. Actually, be honest with you, I drink only on occasions.
Maybe that's why lah.
Oh, excuse me?
Hey, you Patricia, you don't drink.
Yeah. Okay. Not just that.
You cannot say that.
I got a Eurasian friend.
Yeah, Bunchai. Bunchai also never drink.
Bunchai has always been straight. Like, today is still straight. Like, but I've never been like, hey, he's like this geeky guy. Sorry, Bunchai. But he's like this.
He's killer. Yeah, shout out to Bunchai.
All right, Bunchai. But nice guy.
Yeah.
Great. Killer, super talent.
Yeah.
Super talent. So
one of the persons I looked up to.
So you're looking at an alternative thing rather than staying with the pubs and bars and clubs.
I mean,
and stuff,
okay, because we are a big band. I mean, in Singapore right now, these days, right, we really don't get any opportunities to have a 6-piece.
Mm.
It's so hard to even like get 4 people on the stage.
Yeah, you're right.
So hard.
Like people, come on, like, I mean, back in the days, right, all the party bands, all the good bands were full bands.
Yeah.
Like, before, yeah, the sound is different.
Before, I remember Jason Shahul and Hussein, and they were on the show. And Gingerbread was one of the bands I grew up watching. Yeah, a long time ago when I was in my teens. I'm so glad to say that they're my friends and I love them a bit. I work closely with Jason quite often. They even became a show band. You know, there were so many show bands. Yeah. Even before Energy, when Douglas was with Culture Shock, that was a hell of a show band too.
Mm.
And when Dennis Fu opened at the Boiler Room, at St. James, and you see Gino, right? Gino and such a big band on stage, and they had sets and they had shows, you know, their backup singers, they got all kinds of things going on. And those days were marvelous. Music was so vibrant. It was pure entertainment. You think entertainment. You think, how are we going to make sure people are really going to enjoy that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something that's missing today.
That's one of the reasons like I started the band as well. So,
guys, man.
I don't eventually want my band to be a show band kind of thing. Like, you know, like dance.
But bring your talent.
But yeah, I just want to do, like, I just serve the music.
The music. Correct. Yeah, so, sure. It's like the Doobie Brothers, man. They're not a show band, but they're everyone's talent. Like,
even Bee Gees, it's not really a dancey show band kind of.
Yeah, but Saturday Night Fever helped out a lot.
Yeah,
like, you know,
I mean,
the movie. As I said, you know, this is my tribute to the band, to both of you and the rest of your band members, Bellingham.
Shout out to everyone.
Yeah, really. Shout out to you guys. It's my tribute to you because I really believe that the future of music in Singapore belongs to guys like you guys. I had Owen Lee here, and Owen is a very young guy, you know,
I know
super talented, right? And then you guys as well, you know, guys like Afwan, you know, the future of music, to take things forward in my mind, guys like you.
Yeah, sometimes I'm a bit scared.
What?
I'm a bit scared.
Like, what?
20 years down the road, nobody listens to the retro stuff anymore.
I actually don't think so.
I agree.
Like in the younger generation, like there,
I mean, there are listeners who exist.
Yeah, it's just that they don't come out to party anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because a lot of young people actually, you're online, you can see them, that they really enjoy retro music more than they do the stuff today because you see, you know, things were so different. It sounds so good.
Yeah.
Have you seen
just
those?
Genuine and.
Yeah, it is. It is all raw, as you said. Yeah, you know, everything is raw. Yeah? And then there came a time when electronic music became the thing. Yeah. You know, the patch modes or electronic music.
Yeah,
that's why
I mean, like the later 80s and, or maybe the mid 80s onwards. When it got a bit more,
but just give that era of mine some credit.
Yeah. I mean,
we had a Hall & Oates also in the '80s.
Yeah, but I mean, at that where they have the synth bass and all.
Yeah.
I think I mean that's why I prefer the 70s because I mean it's still like instruments. And
no, I agree.
Digital.
I mean, I
love the '80s.
I love the '70s, especially for its funk. You know, I love Earth, Wind & Fire, man. I mean, funk, man. I mean, that gets to me, man. You know, so I agree with you. I enjoy part of the 80s because I grew up in the 80s. I partied in the 90s. And I listened to that kind of music, all the old sound when I was a kid and my uncles were playing songs in the 60s and 70s. So I can completely concur with you, you know. Please don't worry about, are these songs going to be, you know, outdated?
Just generally in music.
No, it won't be. You know,
like you say, it's dying. It's already dying now.
I don't think it's dying just because you don't hear it on vintage radio on Sundays and on Gold 905. I mean, my songs are being played on that damn station now. You know, on that particular show. And I'm going like, what? But then again, to be fair to the station, they also play the real old stuff. They still do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's going to go out of fashion. And if it does, then we do something about it.
Yeah.
We can always do something because you don't know how things are going to evolve in the next 10, 15, 20 years. You know, right now, podcasts seem to be the in thing now. I mean, but it has been for decades as well.
Yeah.
However, in the future, we don't know what's going to happen. Would radio stations still survive? Or are they just going to be there for national emergency purposes? Right? So we got to understand that. We can do something about it. Guys like you can keep it alive. So you have to tell yourself, it's not about the marketplace determining things for you. You determine the marketplace. You make that market grow. It belongs to you.
Yeah.
Not that you belong to it.
So. The dream alive. Yeah, man, we are going to keep the dream alive.
Okay. I can hear Paul McCartney after that. Right, guys, I really appreciate your time and spending time here with me. It's been really fun.
Yeah.
I really hope we're not going to get screwed over somehow by who knows, God knows who.
Censor some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, your list has gone really long.
Shit, man.
When you walk the streets, man, just watch your back, dude.
Especially when you go in the water.
Huh? Why? You got fish.
Yeah, I think so.
you know the guys who are listening to this or watching the show, this particular episode, they're going to get frustrated by this fish thing because we don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We don't know why you're laughing about this fish thing.
If that's not enough, we can go and find out.
A fun little laugh at this. Yeah, because it's...
Sorry about all the private jokes, people, but we really had to bleep that name out. Otherwise...
And everything else.
Do you know when it's still alive?
Should we la?
Okay la. If you're still alive, I better bleep out that name.
Should we la? I don't know, boss. Alamak.
Well, okay. Anyway, thanks for being here. I really wish you guys and the band all the very, very best. Keep me updated. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Okay, and I'd like to really come and watch you guys play.
Yep.
You know, any new stuff you guys come up with, let me know.
Thank you for having us. Thanks for having us. And I'm looking forward
to working with you guys on the upcoming concert soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to mention it on this particular show because there's a right time and place for us to blast that one.
Yeah. Hope to be back.
What's he saying?
he hopes to come back.
Oh, here, on the show. Yeah. Say, hope to be back.
Hope to be back to talk cock.
Again.
Talk cock, sing song.
We all see what happens to the views first, whether or not we get screwed online first. If we don't get screwed online, bong, I will get you back.
Yeah, you should
bring
bong.
Yeah, we squeeze, like, you can see on my leg.
You'd be very surprised. Bong in front of the camera, bong's actually very, very decent.
No lah, that's because he's talking about his serious stuff lah.
Yeah, you must put him in Bellingham.
With a few pints of beer, it's a different story.
Yeah, Bellingham, you put him.
Okay. So the next round, you tell me which other member of the band you want to bring along on the show. Okay.
Yeah, bong lah, bong.
Bong.
Bong man, I'll see you later, bongster.
The bongster.
Bong. Yeah, I'm seeing you later.
Okay. Okay, everybody. Yeah. Thank you for watching the Chris Hansen Conversation on this tribute show to Bellingham. We're celebrating Bellingham through their two members, Gabriel and Deborah. We are leaving you with a song we recorded earlier. We hope you enjoy that one. It is also our way of paying tribute to the late His Holiness Pope Francis and our Lasallian brother Nicholas Seat, who they both passed away recently, and yesterday both of them actually had their funerals respectively on the same day, very well loved. Brother Nicholas is concerned, he's very well loved by the old Lasallians as well as the St. Patrick's and SGI boys, and he's really sorely missed. So this song, Thank You for the Music from ABBA, sung by the three of us, may not be its very best, but it is our way of saying thank you to them. And we hope you enjoyed the episode. And don't forget to catch us next week for the one with the bongster. When we come back,
thank you.
Talking about aliens and
oh god,
UFOs,
and UAPs, and UFOs, and you know,
it's a dinosaur.
Really, I don't know how aliens sound like. Bong, teach me a little.
If you know how an alien sounds like, then I really don't know what to say about you, man. maybe your secondary school principal was one. Okay.
Alamak.
Peace out. I'm gonna get a top up. Good night.
Stay safe, everybody. Catch you all soon. Enjoy the song. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Last week I was under pressure with Robert Fernando.
That was stressful.
Okay. Don't stress lah. We're doing ABBA, right?
ABBA. So,
ABBA father.
Hey, what your ABBA lah? ABBA lah. Don't say ABBA lah. Yeah, ABBA.
You're talking about the Pope and Brother Nicholas C.
Yeah, but don't call it Abba lah. Yeah, but it must be Angmo or Bit, say. Abba. Okay. I would name a band if I had a band called Hubba Hubba.
Habanero.
No, just Hubba Hubba. Ah, you're listening to Hubba Hubba. Ajay, music.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud, all I want is to sing it out loud. So I said,
thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song I dance without me? For the music,
for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk.
star who found out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can. Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan.
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? Asking all on the sea, what would life be without a song? What dance would I be? So
say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
I think our parts all salad.
Never mind, he's singing.
I've been so lucky. I am the girl with golden hair. I want to sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or dance? Would I be? So I sing, thank you for the music,
for giving it to me.
So I sing, thank you for the music,
for giving it.
Yeah.
And that was the rendition from this tree called Hubba Hubba.
Hubba Hubba.
Hubba Hubba.
And dedicated in loving memory to His Holiness Pope Francis and our dear, dear brother Nicholas Seat. Rest in peace.
Amen.
The Chris Henson Conversation. No scripts, no filters, just real talk. The most authentic conversations in Singapore.